Beaming into our mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Rohlok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Lords and ladies, I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Doktor von Rohlok, master of the phantom frequency and the psionic arts. I bid you welcome! Welcome aboard! Tonight's podcast, Psionics versus the Borg. We've talked about this sort of thing before. Yes, we always try to avoid conflict in psychic-psionic warfare with the big tech daddies. And our approach up to now has been riding in parallel with any transformations coming from the technocracy. And bend these to our benefit. Psionic Splicing is the book you need, $29.99. And you can bend things to your will, make things better. But however, there are tell signs that indicate that our position may eventually have to change. Particularly so after I was given a warning on Facebook that I could be banned because I stood up for a colleague, a friend of mine, who did this big, wonderful show. It's called The Evil Expo. His name is Jeff Mack, and he is an outstanding author. I possess two of his books. I'm enjoying one of them right now very much. It's all about villains. Really great. And, you know, so essentially what I did is I stood up and said that somebody else who called him this monster, which there's nothing wrong with being a monster if you want to be, but someone called him a monster because they said he was putting together, he was going to host this big event where it would be unsafe for people because of COVID. And this person knew very damn well that most of the people attending the event were doing so virtually at home on their computers, including myself. I attended the show with my digital presence, and it was really good fun. Needless to say, the police showed up. That's what I heard. The police showed up at the hotel, and it was a big waste of taxpayer dollars to have the police show up to a hotel where there was like hardly anybody there. All in all, we had a very good time. Long story short, so we have this zombie hive mind that loves to just pick at people, even if the accused is not breaking any laws or rules or regulations or orders regarding the COVID social distancing. And even if the accuser outright lied about how many people would be gathering at the events. The social media platforms tend to side with the vulgar and the stupid. We've all heard of these sort of things happening, and they've been happening all too frequently where a group of people decide that they just want to get somebody, regardless of logic or reasoning. Two things which seem to be a foreign concept to these Orwellian sheeples. Bah, muggles. So, being grateful for Jeff Mack's generosity and kindness, I decided to speak up and call this person, I believe her first name was Kitty. I said, well, I didn't even post directly at her. I posted within Jeff Mack's post. I basically wrote, Kitty the Orwellian snitch bitch. And then I simply emphasized, Jeff, let them call you a monster. Wear it with honor. Kind of makes you feel sexy inside when you hear that. But in any way, what actually happened is a small number of people showed up at the event. It was really great. I was able to test my psionic flashlight remotely and that caused the person on the other screen, I think it was Christine, for a gadget on her desktop to light up in real time. So that was good fun, showing how thoughts can travel faster than the speed of light. And then I did a rune casting for Christine. Got that one nailed right on target. It was good fun. And looks like I've been invited to do a radio show, perhaps this March. And we'll be headed back to the Evil Expo in June to do another show. And Jeff has said that I can be on that show. You'd like me to be there, and so would I. So we're going to do that. You know, we need to build our own social platforms, off topic a bit here. Our own forums, I've got mine. Our own SNS for entrepreneurs and magicians to speak freely, while the global goons can cloister together in the sheeple pens, popular SNS, and get digitally cattle-pronged by their big tech daddies. Besides, I think I've had my say and done far worse on social networks than this little missive about some fool who obviously was trying to bungle everything up and failed miserably. Yeah, the Orwellian snitch. I'd hate to be known as an Orwellian snitch. It's disgraceful and embarrassing. And besides, if we win out and the globalists don't, everybody's going to look at those snitches and go, "You treacherous bastards." I'd hate to be on that side of the fence when that happens. The Force speaks to me that this is only the beginning for me. I've gone a good long stretch without being bothered by the thought police, and in my defense, I've been very lenient, psionically speaking, with the powers that be for the last year and some months into 2021. With the exception of the coming Ice Age, my apologies, delayed burst from an old experiment that I conducted some time ago. You see how slow radionics can be sometimes. Subject to change, it gradually will fade. However, I can, if I so very want to, bring down space rock. Freezing temperatures boil the oceans, turn one so-called friends into enemies. No matter where on this planet you try to hide, you can rot, but you cannot hide. I intend to continue with following in parallel and making the world a better place. But if these goblins are not dealt with by their own masters, yes, if their masters don't keep them in line, then I will, of course, reach out for my magic helmet. I am not your average human magician. I was born into the world with friends unseen. I have work to do, the usual magic, for mere mortals. I am Herr Doktor von Brillock, and these technocrats, the good ones okay, but these social networks and their goons need to step out of my way. To the point, lords and ladies, you will begin to see more clearly the divide in humanity, divide between those of us who still have a mind and those of us who simply do not. I think we'll also see companies being assessed on how well they stand up to green deals, but it won't stop there. If you just so happen to run a company in an area where diversity isn't possible, or you don't have the opportunity to hire people, maybe your business is too small to hire other people, do you think the global tyrants care about your problems? No. Of course they don't. It's all about the narrative. You have to be green. That's good for the planet, I suppose. And you have to be diverse. Well, that's good. People should mix and merge. It definitely helped me to go to an international school when I was very young. But if it's just a narrative, and we're not talking real life, remember, I've spoken of this kind of mental and social influence of narratives previously in my past podcast. Keep it in mind. Social programming has raised armies against you, me, and all free minds on this planet. You're not allowed to have an opinion in their book of global rules because the only opinion is their narrative, their version of the state that the world is in. All a global thug has to do is imagine something of a boogeyman hiding under the beds of the general public, and then the hive mind rides along with it, goes into hysteria. No matter how ridiculous the notion of this whipped-up boogeyman theory is, do you believe that such hive minds can be reasoned with? Clearly, neither do I. So, use your psionics accordingly. Well, there's lots to look forward to. Definitely, you want to look into my psionic splicing book. Besides, it's a great collector's item. And I can autograph a copy for you if you really want me to. Just ask. And this psionic splicing is going to help you to be able to change things so that if you're working with entities or whatever kind of magical system, anything in that system you really want, its attributes you can take while discarding all the things that you don't need. Don't forget to check out Dynamic Defenders and Powerful Protectors, the audiobook, to help you get through these trying times with the protection and defense that spiritual power will give you. Now $10 off the price. All right, so I have an upcoming show. I will talk about that in another podcast. I have an upcoming show in Goth We Trust Radio to be announced soon on the podcast. And of course, I will see all of you again, most likely virtually, in Jeff Mack's next Evil Expo this June. And we will all have a swinging good time. And I'm sure I will whip up some villainous deals for you, some steel deals that you can get your greedy claws on. So stay tuned with your psychic helmets, and thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc Psionics Podcast. Until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.